At the height of Almohad rule, the city of Cordoba was immersed in a period of political, economic, and social conflict. For this reason, in the 12th century, Cordoba undertook a strong militarization program focused on the protection of the southwestern sector of the city. This was in order to safeguard the area where the Andalusian Alcázar and the Roman bridge were located. The fortification took the form of three defensive enclosures strategically located to the north and south of the Guadalquivir River. One of them was located on the land now occupied by the municipal zoo, where the remains of a round earth wall are preserved. Another was the one that reinforced the entrance to the bridge, the so-called Torre de la Calahorra. And finally, we will mention the Castillo de la Judería, partly preserved in the present-day San Basilio neighborhood. The latter, located next to the Alcázar, was the largest, made up of several open spaces and flanked by a series of towers, including the Torre de Belén, or Bethlehem Tower. It can be dated to the 12th century, although it underwent many later alterations. Precisely, during the 15th century, the tower was donated to the Cabildo of Córdoba by its former owner, Doña Leonor Pérez. At this time, it became a hermitage dedicated to Saint Benedict at first, and later to the Virgin of Bethlehem and the shepherds. As for its original structure, it was built of round earth and consists of two sections. The upper part connects with the old wall walk or chemin de ronde, a space through which the soldiers carried out their guard duties. The Belén Tower also conserves other original elements, such as the horseshoe arches that allowed access to the tower and the arrow splits from which it was possible to shoot with bows and be protected from enemies.